Good morning, everyone. The day is the 12th of February, 2020. Wednesday morning, hop day, right? Well, the question I have this morning is, has anyone said unto you, gotcha? Has anyone said unto you, gotcha? Well, they may not have said it, but they may have intimated that or let you know, I've got something over on you. Okay. Well, I'm 66 years old, and I can tell you I've had many, many people have something over on me. Welcome aboard, Charles Amar Rocha and J. Michael Woosterman. Glad to have you with us this morning. Well, why would I ask the question, has anyone said unto you, gotcha? Has anyone had something over on you and they've used it for leverage, maybe to try to destroy you emotionally, psychologically, spiritually? Well, let me tell you something. The scribes and the Pharisees spent their whole something over on Christ, didn't they? They used all kind of techniques to try to get him in their trap. The chief priests and the councils, they tried to figure out how they could use words, how they could use his words against him. Have you ever had someone try to do that to you? They try to play gotcha. In fact, there's certain people that spend their whole lives playing that game of gotcha to other people. They feel like it makes them stronger if they can get everyone else, so to speak. What they and I, if I play that game, don't realize is that when we start playing gotcha on everyone else, we're really playing gotcha on ourselves. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. We all have been born and conceived in sin, have we not? Do we have any worth in and of ourselves? Does it make us more valuable to Jesus Christ if we play gotcha on everybody? They sought to catch him in his words, the Pharisees, the scribes, and the hypocrites. They sought to catch him in his words. Well, I've come to the conclusion that there's no perfection apart from Jesus Christ. There are people that try to act like they're perfect. There are people that will never admit they're wrong about anything. I remember saying to a person one time, is there anything you do not know? Is there anything you don't know? You ever met someone that comes across like, you have a question, you have a concern, just ask me. Oh my. The absurdity of that pride in people. I've been guilty of it. And if you're honest, you'll have to say, yeah, I've been guilty of that myself. We have no natural, instinctual, spiritual value apart from Christ. We're nothing. We were born in dead in sin. Our hope is Jesus Christ, not because we've done anything nice. So, you know, this message is to myself and all of those who have played gotcha. You know, our aim, our ministry, God has placed in our hands is to exalt Him and Him alone. Not to go around playing gotcha. There are plenty of people we can play gotcha with. They're all over the place. But you know, what we need to do is we ought to be playing gotcha on ourselves. You know, why did Jesus say many times, see that you tell no man? See that you tell no man. Gossip. Gossip. Innuendo. Slander. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are raving wolves. Matthew 7:13. Every good gift, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Well, many will prophesy. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wondrous works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me that work iniquity. Well, you know, what's going on right now in the government of the United States between the Republicans and the Democrats? They're both playing the game of gotcha, aren't they? Look what he did. Look what he did. Look what she did. I've got information on him. I've got information on you. Well, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way. On him, the iniquity of all of his elect, of all of his people. In the 24th chapter of Matthew, we read, for nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdoms. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended. Are many offended today? Well, all you have to do is turn on the news for about 3 minutes, and you'll see how many people are offended out there. Pelosi's offended with Trump, and Trump's offended with Pelosi. And Shifty Shift is offended with Trump, and Trump's offended with Shift. Then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. Do you hate? Is hate in your heart? Do you hate people? We're commanded to love our enemies, to do good to those that persecute us and spitefully use us and say all manner of evil against us falsely. Is there anyone saying all manner of evil against you? Do you hate them? Only God can cause us to love people that hate us. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. There are a lot of people out there playing the gotcha game. Welcome aboard, MJ Abelis. Glad to have you with me this morning. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Iniquity is abounding, is it not? Today, iniquity is abounding. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. I'm reading in 24th chapter of Matthew. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached to all in all the world. For a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Well, I think we're living in Matthew 24 days, especially as it relates to verses 10 and 11. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. The gospel is good news to those who hear it, and embrace it. For he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned every one to his own way. The Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Well, this morning I wanted to talk about those who are playing gotcha. It's real easy to find dirt on everybody else. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that washes white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. When we find that people have got something over on us, and they're trying to use it as leverage against us to destroy us, or maybe they're actually falsifying information about you. Maybe they're lying and creating false videos about you, editing out your videos and changing what you're saying to play gotcha, to try to destroy you, to bring you down. Have you ever experienced that? I have. But you know what? There's a scripture. I can look it up here. But it says, let God be true and every man a liar. Let God be true and every man a liar. Truth can only be found in the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ said, I am the truth. I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. Are you trusting in your own abilities to find dirt on everyone else? Does it make you feel stronger to put other people down, to find something on them? You can accuse them of 1 John 1:10 says that if we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us. Are you coming across like you've got it all together? You're perfect. You're above the fray, as it were. You know, he that saith, I know him, and is a liar, and the truth is not in him. What is his commandments? Well, the greatest commandment is, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and love thy neighbor as thyself. You're not keeping the commandments of God if you're going around playing gotcha on everybody. Proverbs 17:4 says, a wicked doer giveth heed to false lips, and a liar giveth ear to a naughty tongue. Do you have false lips? Well, who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. And denying Jesus is the Christ is denying that he is the only one who holds the truth in his hand. Romans 3:4 is the passage that I was alluding to a while ago. You might want to write this down on a piece of paper or highlight this in your Bible. Romans 3:4. God forbid, yea, let God be true, but every man a liar. As it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings and mightest overcome when thou art judged. Someone judged you? Well, this is the scripture you can use to overcome their gotcha program. Let God be true, but every man a liar. 1 John 5:10 tells us, he that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not, God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. Jesus Christ told the Pharisees, those people who were into the gotcha program, what did Jesus Christ tell them? You are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there's no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he's a liar and of it. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, 1 John 4:20, he is a liar. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? Well, this morning I want to encourage you, if someone is playing the gotcha against you, welcome aboard, Charles Mooney. Some against you have on you, and they're trying to blackmail you. You know, God knows. God knows what's going on. God has your back, brother, sister. We are not to revile. We're not to get involved in the return of the gotcha program. We're to love those who hate us, who say all kinds of things against us falsely. You know, the more I realize that I've been guilty of these things that I've talked about this morning in the past, and God has caused me to examine my own heart before Him and realize that only by the grace of God can we have the right attitudes in our life. Troy Scharborough, welcome aboard. Good to see you. God is the one who gives us a repentant heart before Him. Realize we have nothing other than His grace to lean upon. Glad to have you with me, Troy. God bless. Welcome aboard, Fami Sequoia. Whiter than snow, that beautiful snow. Wonderful story. Can it be so? Tell me again, as onward I go, Jesus has washed me whiter than snow. I was an alien, and death reigned within, walking in darkness, walking in sin. Then Christ eternal, my Lord did bestow. Jesus then washed me whiter than snow. When I have come to the end of the way and His last summons, I must obey. May I be able to sing as I go. Jesus has washed me whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, that beautiful snow. Wonderful story, can it be so? Tell me again as onward I go. Jesus has washed me whiter than snow. When I have come to the end of the way and His last summons, I must obey. May I be able to sing as I go. Jesus has washed me whiter than snow. Whiter than snow, that beautiful snow. Wonderful story, can it be so? Tell me again as onward I go. Jesus has washed me whiter than snow. Well, I hope you can sing that this morning. Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. We dare not trust the sweetest rain, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, a solid rock, we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. God bless you this morning in a special way, is my prayer.